message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have clapped. Praise the Lord. Let's take our seats in God's presence. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I give glory to God for tonight. Tonight, we're going to experience God like never before. God has been dealing with us so greatly right from the first day of this program. And tonight will not be an exception. I want to give glory to God and I want to celebrate our Father in the Lord for this opportunity to be on the other side of the auditorium. I'd like you to jam your hands together if you're doing that. Hallelujah. And I also like you to celebrate Mama in the house and also celebrate every pastor in this house, our resident pastor, and every other pastors. I'd like you to celebrate them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight is divine intervention for a new beginning. Divine intervention for a new beginning. Before I go, this guy that took the praise worship is always been in me, that I want to appreciate him. This guy, the guy that I don't know his name that took the praise and worship, the guy is so awesome. The guy is, he always thrills me. Praise the Lord. I celebrate you. Hallelujah. Divine intervention for a new beginning. Yes. There will not be need for new beginning if there is no past, if there is no antecedent or past experience. It is as a result of, woman want is unlimited. Woman always wants more. More every day. More every day. So woman want is insatiable. And that is why we're here tonight. Every one of us needs, I know that every one of us wants a new beginning because we are not satisfied. Even if you've gotten the best results, I tell you, there are more better results than what you have now. So nobody is satisfied. Everybody wants to get more. Everybody wants a new beginning. And tonight, I pray that God Almighty will visit us and will intervene on us divinely tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. What is new beginning? It is a new era or season in one's life and destiny. What is new beginning? It is a fresh start. Starting all over again. For a businessman or a woman, it is a starting over again in order to make great profit. Every businessman in this house, your primary goal is to make profit. Even if you're trying to, probably you're trying to be gentle or probably trying to be nice, but in your mind, you actually want profit. Praise the Lord. For an employee, it is a starting again, re-strategizing to be a value to the organization. For every one of us that are employee, we all want to do better for our company. Because the reason why we are hired or employed is to add value to the company. And what is always in our mind is that we want to add value. So new beginning for an employee is to add value to his organization. Praise the Lord. And for a student, it is to take a flight from lower level to the highest level. Praise the Lord. I know many of us, we are four pointers. Is it not true? Four pointers in the house, And, we are not, yet we are not satisfied. We want to get everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, I've come to tell you that failure is never final. Probably, maybe one way or the other, you felt that you have failed and You are angry at yourself that why have I failed? I tell you that failure is never final. If you have failed before, you can make a new beginning. Praise the Lord. If you have ever failed before, I'm here tonight to tell you, I'm not trying to make you happy tonight, but I'm just trying to tell you the real thing, that if you have failed before, failure is not final. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can make a new beginning. Let us open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Praise the Lord. So, I'm very sure you have not fallen more than once or twice. So, tonight, you can be better. Praise the Lord. You can make a new beginning. Tell your neighbor, tell him with affirmation, say, I can make a new beginning. And I will get better. You see, I discovered something that, you see, when we mention words, like what we've just said right now, that I can make a new beginning, I can do better, is an affirmation of what we want. Praise the Lord. You see, for example, you want an apple, and you just say it, I want an apple. It can just be a statement, praise the Lord. But when you give it some aggression, I want an apple, then somebody knows that you want an apple, and they want to get you an apple, one way or the other. So tonight I'd like you to say, I can make a new beginning. Praise the Lord. You can make a new beginning. Now, praise the Lord. There's a major force that guarantees divine intervention for a new beginning. There is a major force that guarantees divine intervention for a new beginning, and that is prayers. Praise the Lord. That is prayers. What is prayer? Before I define prayer, I'm going to be defining prayer with this analogy of 911. An American citizen, when he's in trouble, knows the next thing to do is to call 911. Praise the Lord. Is it not true? Yeah, they call 911. So, tonight, I'll be defining prayer as prayer is asking God for intervention on a situation on the basis of His word and your relationship with Him. Prayers is asking God for intervention on a situation on the basis of His word and your relationship with Him. Praise the Lord. Back to 911. Now, if you are in trouble and you are in America or you live in America, you are expected to call 911. And I don't know how they do it, just like a magic, they just come. Praise the Lord. But you can't try that in Nigeria, yeah. But in America, it works. Praise the Lord. But there's something that we can try in Nigeria, which is prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you pray to God, you assess God. Praise the Lord. When you are in situation or challenges, and you can take your time to pray, God intervenes. Praise the Lord. No matter what situation you are facing or going through, somebody will say, okay, what about if it is a fire accident? How will God intervene? God also intervenes. Praise the Lord. No matter what situation that you are going through, God can intervene. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Quickly, I'd like us to look at examples of people who secure divine intervention via prayers. You know, there are people, because you might be saying how does God intervene through prayers? So let's look at some examples of people who secure divine intervention via prayer. The first person that I'll be mentioning tonight is Hannah. Praise the Lord. Is anybody bearing Hannah in the house?
Any Anna?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 1. You know, this is Elkanah family. He married to Anna, and Anna is having a situation. You see, the situation of childbearing or someone looking for a child and not getting it on time, you know, is a very big situation, in quote, especially in this side of the world, Africa. If you are not having, someone to call your home, it becomes a problem. You know, people start, you know, gazing at you, looking at you, that what is actually, wrong with her, and so on. Family pressure from, you know, father's side, husband side, in-law side, and so on like that. Anna faced the same. Anna's case looked pitiable. She had been married for long but lacked children. But one day, as she prayed earnestly, somebody say, prayed earnestly. You know, there are various types of prayer. Actually, that is not a topic. I'm not going deep into that tonight. There are many types of prayer. There are, you know, some prayer that we do casually, maybe just because we have not been eat, or probably we are not feeling it yet. You know, okay, I won't go to that. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'll be reading verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. There's one important point I picked from this verse 11. He made a request, but he did not only make a request. He specified, praise the Lord. He specified, he said, a male child. So when we are also praying, please, let specify. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Can you jump to verse 15? And Anna answered and said, No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anna prayed. And the result of her prayer brought about Samuel. Praise the Lord. The result of our prayer brought about Samuel. Examples of people that secure divine intervention via prayer is Hezekiah. King Hezekiah was sick unto death. In Isaiah chapter 38. He was sick unto death. Let us open our Bible to Isaiah chapter 38, verse 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Praise the Lord. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. I also picked something from here. He didn't waste time. They told him in verse 1 that he's going to die. He didn't start complaining and saying that, God, why me? Why me? On and on, different excuses. Verse 2, he quickly prayed. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor that I will pray. Verse 2. Why did you remove it, please? Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Verse 3. And said, Remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee. He had prayed. Then he now started telling God, how I have walked with thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. Verse 4. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah, saying, verse 5, Go and say to Hezekiah, Thus said the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Praise the Lord. 15 years was added unto to King Hezekiah via prayer. Praise the Lord. I don't think there's any medical work that can actually add 15 years to someone in a critical condition that you have been, the person has been confirmed that the person has some days to live, and you know, every diagnosis and prognosis have actually shown that this person has some days to live, and somebody is now coming with a medication that will give such 15 years. Praise the Lord. It is only God that can do it, and God did it for Hezekiah. Praise the Lord. I know today that God will intervene for you in Jesus' name. Quickly, let us look at another example. Jesus. Somebody said Jesus. Jesus was a man of prayer. Let us open our Bible in John chapter 11, verse 41. The story of Lazarus, Jesus and Lazarus. Verse 41, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. Jesus prayed that thou hast heard me. Yes. This was Lazarus. Lazarus had been confirmed dead. Not only dead, he had been buried. Not only buried, he had stayed for 4 days. Praise the Lord. He had stayed for 4 days. And the truth is that even if Lazarus was not actually dead, and he has been buried for 4 days, then he should have died. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, there is no question about how come. It is a pure hand of God. Praise the Lord. He was totally dead. And Jesus came and he prayed. And Lazarus jacked up to life. Praise the Lord. The same way Lazarus jack up to life, those death situations, those situations that looks unsurmountable, those situations that looks as if it is part of you because you have battled with it for so long and it's like it's not going and you just feel, okay, let me just live with it. All those situations were jacked back to life in Jesus' name. I know why you are not saying that amen very well. Because it is not Jesus Christ standing here. And that is why you're not saying that amen. But I represent Jesus tonight and I want you to say a good amen. Those situations that looks unsurmountable will jack up to life in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Quickly let us look at vital keys to answered prayers. Vital keys to answered prayer. One important vital key to answered prayer is fleeing iniquity. Fleeing iniquity. Let us open our Bible to Psalm chapter 66, verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise the Lord. You know, iniquity is an impediment. Iniquity is what can stop you from accessing God. You know, it's just like the example I made earlier on. When you pick up your phone and you're calling 911, it's because you are in danger. Maybe probably you are in a critical condition. You need rescue. And probably for you to reach to 911, you need to pick your phone, but you feel reluctant to pick your phone. How can you access 911? Then the person is having an attack, maybe an asthma attack, and nobody was around and needs someone and you know need to make a contact, and the person is not making contact, the person is going to go. So tonight, an impediment that will not allow us to access God, that will not allow us to access our solution, is iniquity. Just as we've read in Psalm 66 verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Praise the Lord. I pray tonight that God will hear us in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We can also read Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ears heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated between you and your God, and your sin have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. God will not hid his face from us in Jesus' name. There's this prayer that Papa prayed. For some time now he has been praying that, God should face us and bless us. I think the Yoruba is Koluwa Kojusimi Shelore. Praise the Lord. It's a very strong prayer. God looking at you and blessing you. You know, when he looks like at you, he knows what you need. But when he backs you, he doesn't know what you need. He can give you what you don't need. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, say, Oluwa Kojusimi Shelore Lale. Number two, pray with the world. Vital keys to answered prayer. Pray with the world. Pray with the word of God. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, anything, according to his will, he heareth us. Praise the Lord. According to his will. So that is the reason why we need to pray with the world. That is the reason we have to pray with the world. Number three, vital keys to answered prayer. Pray with authority. Pray with authority. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Let us also look at Job 22 verse 28. Job chapter 22 verse 28. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thee. Upon thy ways. Decreeing. Praise the Lord. Decreeing is an order. Is an order that is an express order that is decree. He said, you shall decree a thing and it will come to pass. So you, when you're praying, you need to pray with authority. You need to pray like you know what you are saying. You need to say it the way you want it. Praise the Lord. And you need to say it and affirm it in such a way that the devil knows that you want it. Praise the Lord. You need to pray with authority. Quickly, number four. Vital keys to answered prayers. Earnest, heartfelt prayer. Earnest, heartfelt prayer. James chapter 5. Verse 17. Elias was a man subject to like passion as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. Praise the Lord. Only heartfelt prayers can receive heaven attention. You see, when we say heartfelt prayer, you know, this is prayer that you pray, that when you get home, maybe you leave church and you get home, you know that you have prayed. Praise the Lord. You felt a kind of, burdens have been lifted off you. Praise the Lord. You know, when you pray and you are not feeling anything going out of you, You have not prayed. Are you surprised? Yeah, if you are praying and you don't feel something going out of you, then you have not prayed. And that is why tonight, we need to give it our best tonight. We need to give it our best, you know. Yes, we are fasting. And it is time for us to break, because the body is actually telling us that it is time. It is time. But this is the last lap of tonight, and it requires our best to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tonight, before we go into prayer, another thing, just as I've said earlier on, that iniquity can be an impediment for us not accessing God, for us not accessing our solution. And that is why tonight, I know we are all fasting, but maybe one time or the other, or somehow, we have heard God. As in, we've done some wrong things and we just felt, I'm not worthy. You just felt that, will my prayers tonight be answered? If we have such amongst us, I'll just like you to bow down your head. Even as you begin.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.